With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Supreme Court this week preserved access to a widely used abortion medication, throwing out a legal challenge from the pro-life advocates who brought it.
The justices unanimously preserved access to a medication that was used in nearly two-thirds of all abortions in the U.S. last year, in the court's first abortion decision since conservative justices overturned Roe v. Wade 2 years ago. The justices ruled that pro-life advocates lacked the legal right to sue over the Federal Food and Drug Administration's approval of the medication, mifepristone, and the FDA's subsequent actions to ease access to it. The case had threatened to restrict access to mifepristone across the country, including in states where abortion remains legal. The High Court is separately considering another abortion case about whether federal law on emergency treatment at hospitals overrides state abortion bans in rare emergency cases in which a pregnant patient's health is at serious risk. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Senator Tom Cotton says there's a very real likelihood the war in Israel is about to expand.
On the northern front against Lebanon, if Hezbollah actually unleashes the arsenal that Iran has given it, not only must Hezbollah be destroyed, but yes, Iran's ability to rebuild that capacity.
Congressman Mike Waltz says because of the botched U.S. pullout from Afghanistan, al-Qaeda poses an even greater danger than it did before 9/11. Lisa Dwyer reports multiple people were rescued after being trapped on a ride in Oregon.
Emergency crews have rescued 30 people after they were stuck for about half an hour dangling upside down high up on a ride at a century-old amusement park in Oregon. Portland Fire and Rescue say firefighters worked with engineers at Oaks Park to manually lower the ride. Video shot by a passenger on a neighboring Ferris wheel shows people suspended upside down on the atmosphere ride, which operates like a pendulum. No injuries were reported. Oaks Park first opened in 1905. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is SRN News. Christians in Iraq marking 10 years since the coming of ISIS.
When the Muslim terror group seized the city of Mosul and the surrounding Nineveh plain, about 13,000 Christian families fled. A decade later, with ISIS gone, thousands of believers have returned to the region and restarted their lives. But many will never return, and those living in Mosul now have to keep an eye on their Muslim neighbors, many of whom were ISIS supporters. Christians make up about 1% of the Iraqi population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A liberal judge who previously represented Planned Parenthood in an abortion case has entered the race for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Majority control of the battleground state's highest court is at stake. Dane County Circuit Judge Susan Crawford launched her campaign Monday to succeed retiring liberal justice Ann Walsh Bradley. Crawford joins conservative Waukesha County Circuit Judge Brad Schimmel as the only announced candidates in that race so far. This is SRN News. Some call it a day of reckoning, others a punishment for free speech. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports controversial talk show host Alec Jones being ordered to pay to families victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting.
Jones owes $1.5 billion for his false claims the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting in Connecticut was a hoax.
I was the test case for what's now being done to President Trump, Steve Bannon, and others.
Outside court in Houston, Jones says this is a case of digital assassination.
I never said or did any of the things they claim. On Sandy Hook, two judges in Texas and Connecticut found me guilty by default and then had literal show trials.
The judge is still deciding on a separate bankruptcy case for Jones's company, leaving the future of his InfoWars media platform uncertain. Relatives of Sandy Hook victims say they were traumatized by Jones's comments and by the actions of his followers. I'm Ed Donahue.
More on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.